Get Craig in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
It's the power of Oprah. The Butler opened in first place at the box office this weekend. The movie studio expected it to do well, but not this well. $25 million in its opening weekend. The biggest box office bomb was Paranoia. Even with the star power of Harrison Ford and Liam Hemsworth, Paranoia opened in 13th place.
Number four.
Miley Cyrus says she's tired of being called the fat Kim Kardashian, so she is going under the knife next month. $30,000 worth of plastic surgery. She says she's getting a whole lot of lipo and a boob job, but she's not touching her face except for some lip injections.
Number three.
Kylie Jenner celebrated her Sweet 16 at the AT&T Center in L.A. with an Alice in Wonderland theme. Among her guests were rumored boyfriend Jaden Smith and his sister Willow. But the big surprise of the night, performances by Drake and Big Sean.
Number two.
Even though everyone knows he was her second choice, Des Hartsock insists that Chris Siegfried is the one for her. If it wasn't for that dazzling Brooks Forrester distracting her in the first place. But now In Touch magazine says things are not looking too long-term for Chris and Des. Look for their breakup any day now.
Number one.
Lady Gaga and Perez Hilton are in a Twitter war. Apparently, Perez is apartment hunting in New York City, and that made Gaga very angry. She tweeted, "Stay away from me and my family. You are sick trying to rent an apartment in my building to stalk me. Leave me alone." What happened between these two? It wasn't too long ago that they were considered to be besties. Perez went on his blog to explain he is devastated by what Lady Gaga has done. He says it's too painful for him to go into detail about why they are no longer friends, but he would really love it if her fans would stop with the death threats. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.